mitzvah sasei liab lovo lezbeno ugidol lemitzvah zu misha mitzvah sasei. No one knows exactly what that means. How do you measure mitzvah sasei? If you're not doing anything, you can come to the Mila Shia. Okay? And we finish somewhere around 2:30. We'll daven mincha together? Yeah, we'll daven mincha at about 2:30. Let me turn this off. Shach says, you don't know what it really means. Who measures mitzvahs? Yeah. But there's something special. And it's the only asei other than Korban Pesach where you have an Issur Koresh. Therefore, the fish yesh bo tzad koresh yagdol bo yomol. That's why the Mechaber uses that lashon. That's gedolei mitzvahzu. I think, sociologically speaking, gedolei mitzvah zu, because you give up that mitzvah, you're finished. There's no more mitzvah sasei to talk about. And I have there in the background, make reference to it, the campaign that's going on today to stop the mutilation of Mila. Of course, run by the leftists of our people there, but they're making a lot of progress. You see how there's some statistics where circumcision generally in New York, Jew and non-Jew, used to be 90% in 1960. It's down to like 40-45% today, despite the fact that there's such solid scientific evidence that Mila is a major protection against AIDS. 55% success in African countries, lower rate among circumcised and non-circumcised. By the way, why is Mila prevalent in African countries? How come so many of the tribes practice Mila? You take a look. At the end of the Odeya, there we had one half a page left on page 28. Halokeach Eved also a Kaima Orel, the Eved on page 28, which will also be Choso Miloso Holdini Eved Vashifra. So remember that Yosef bought all the Egyptians as slaves. And the moment Joseph bought them as slaves, they were chayav mila. If we had a circumcised, that's what, when they came to power complaining, Joseph is meshugi geworden, he wants us to circumcise. Poor Joseph had no choice. He had already the brit shel Avraham Avinu that included uvmiknas kaspacha, included all slaves. That's why he had to have them all circumcised. And that's why it's prevalent in African countries, whatever left of that custom was maintained. What are the chiyuvim in Mila? First chiyuv is ala av. Reish Samachalef on page 1. Second chiyuv is on Bezdin. If the father doesn't mal, then the chiyuv on Bezdin to do so. Not every mitzvah is a chiyuv on Bezdin. Bezin doesn't have a chiv to go ahead and take your son and send him to yeshiva. But Mila have a chiv to do Mila. If Bezin doesn't do it, then there's a chiv on each individual who wants to become the godol. It's a private mitzvah, same as all other mitzvahs. So the chiv is on him with an Issur Koresh, as the Rambam Lashon is, the Issur Koresh b'chol yom. Each yom is over, he's a kohen. And here you have an interesting thing there. Look at the Ramor on Reis HaMachalef. Did you get one? Rav Stein, the next one to Rabbi there's one here. Yeah. Finish the Gemara. Av sheni yodei lomu, v'yesh kan mo sheni rotzei lomu. Right? Then what? He wants money, and there is no money. No problem. It's not nice what he wants to do. He doesn't want to do mila. But Besen has the right of kriya to force him to do mila. Not all the mitzvahs. Besen isn't coping on all mitzvahs of Hashem. It's unique about this mitzvah. Then you have an interesting observation. Look at the Gilyon HaMarshah. V'lo lecha beig l'acher im yochol lomu b'yatzmo. You know, Rav Stein, I gave out last year the Rav Paul and it didn't appear over here. Alright, anyway, look at the Gilyon HaMarshah. The beautiful tshuva of Ben Ish Chai, of Rav Paul, it's Tshuva Lamed Hei. Unbelievable Tshuva. According to what the Marsho says, it's also for a father who's a Moel to be Mechabed, wants to be Mechabed the Rov is also a Moel, wants to be Mechabed the Rov, the Rebbe, right? You can't do that. It's the first mitzvah is on the father. So the Rav Paul in had a shayla. Worth looking up. Next time I can have it reproduced. Shayla was at the Hope, the boil in town. There wasn't Zohar to have any sons. I'm sorry, Zohar to have any daughters. He had only sons. Right, he's Moel. Right, he never had a chance to be Sandik. Look at the Ramor on Sandik, right? I'm not glad I put the Sandik in lotion. Look on page 19. Look at the Ramah Yud Aleph. Yofer, you see Yud Aleph the Ramah. Nogin lahade rachamitzu zu liu sandik. Mitvos hatino klemolo. The Yofer koech hasandik mikoch hamoel. Lagdimo likros batoro. The whole sandik have a kemachte ketores. Lochen Norgim Tolitin Shnei Lodim Lebal Bris Echod Ki Amrina. That last point, you don't give a Sandik to your sons. My Shver Zatzal was Sandik at all his grandchildren, great grandchildren. Also a Boch of Hashirus, it didn't work for him either. So the Rav Polim has this case of a Moel who's dreaming to become a Sandik, but he can't be, he's a Moel in town. Yeah. So yes, the Ben Ish Chai, he wants to import a Moel. He just had a son, and he wants to import a Moel to do the Mila, He wants to be tzaddik. There's a ksos kind of mention that gavucher that miss aloch and shluch jolam kamoso. You make a shliach. It's as if you did it yourself. But the trouble is, we have a lot of halacha of mitzvah bo yosem b'shmucho. So he asked the Rav Polim, does he have a reshus to have someone else do it? So Rav Polim goes ahead and brings a raya from Bdikas Chometz. Says by Bdikas Chometz, Nirmor, that the father makes the bracha, and the family can scatter over the rooms and help the Bdikas Chometz. And how do you allow that? Rav Polim asked, mitzvah bo yosem b'shmucho. If the chiyuv is on the owner of the house, it's a chovas hador, then the father should make the bdik himself. When he has the children all help out, he answers that if you assist in the mitzvah, it's not giving away anything. It doesn't mean you have to do the whole mitzvah. But the father also is bodik. Therefore, he's not giving away the shlichus to someone else. If he participates in the mitzvah, there's no chiyuv how many rooms you're supposed to be bodik. He says, therefore, he says, the sandik, so you see from the Ramah, is an integral part of the milah. Therefore, appointing a moil for his son isn't giving away the mitzvah to a moil. Because since he's going to hold the baby as sandik, he participates in the milah, right? And therefore, there's no din of mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchu. Therefore, you can make a shliach. Impressive is the jump to Bdikas Chometz, right, to answer that shaila. If you will, please turn to page 30-31. Maisa Amila. The Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar de Mila. This is a critical Mishnah that has been misquoted intentionally by people when the battle of Metzitza Beper was in its height there, where people who should know better, certified for the New York City Board of Health, that Metzitza is part of Mila, and by interfering with Metzitza, they are now interfering with the religious practices of the Jewish nation. Mila consists of only two parts. Mila is removal of the Orla and removal of the Orla Priya. And I think most of you know there's a machlokes rishonim whether Avraham was mekayim mitzvahs mila. We paskin if lo pora ki'ilu lo mol. If you don't make priya, there's no mila. According to most authorities, most of the rishonim tell that the mitzvahs mila was not given to Avraham the way we have it. Look at the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos on Davkuf Yukulin in the Perusha Mishnayos. He says, don't you ever say that we do Mila because Avraham did Mila, or we don't eat the Gid Hanoshe because Yaakov Ubono were commanded on the Gid Hanoshe? That's not true. Taryag Mitzos Nemo Lamosha Misina. Not Taryag Mitzos, but Taryag Mitzos. So Gid Hanoshe was sent to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mila was sent to Moshe Rabbeinu. I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, decided to put in the Torah Gid Hanoshe with a story with an angel wrestling with Yaakov, and Mila with Avraham Avinu. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu's business, why he wanted to record it that way. But it's not a chiyuv on us. Avraham wasn't Jewish. before Matan Torah. There are no chiyuvim before Matan Torah. All the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and mitzvah mila for Moshe Rabbeinu was mila upriya. Period. There's nothing else to mila. Well, I have some diagrams. We'll run through it in a minute. But look at the language of the Mishnah. Osin kol tochi mila b'shabbos. Molin, uporin, umotzitzin. Depends how you punctuate that Mishnah. Kol tzorchi mila b'shabbos, molin uporin, kama. That's bisos mila. Umotzitzin benostin alea isplanis, the common, right? That's the curative steps you take after you damage the baby with mitzvah mila. Then you have to undo the damage as best you can. So there is then refuah. Look at the next page, page 31. Right? I have underlined there, or rather Rav Stein underlined it. Amar HaPapa. You have it? Hai umno de lo mayitz. If a moel doesn't make mitzisa, sakonahu. Doesn't say he didn't do mila. He's a lousy doctor. After he becomes a moel, he has to become a doctor. He's sakonahu, babrinale. He was a pshita. Of course, you can't be a moel if you don't make mitzisa. Why? Midiko mechalene shabata. Since we allow you to make mitzitza, and when you make mitzitza, you draw blood from further away. That's the isu d'raisa, the tilas teshama. You're all familiar. The fundamental av melocha for shchita, the ritzicha, hariga, etc., is the tilas teshama. Therefore, since you allow him to make mitzitza, it must be that without mitzitza you endanger the life of the baby. So pekuach nefesh is docha shabbos. Mi de lo ma'itze b'chal l'shabbat sakanahu. So he says, no, ma'o de seima. You might think, no. There is no isel in making the blood come out. Why? I eat isel in tilas shama. Dam mitzgat pocket. Kamash balon chaburi mirbo. Therefore, Vidumia de Splanes for common. Mitzitza is no different than the bandage or the most likely the stimulator for coagulation which they used in those days. That's common. One of the herbs you sprinkle around there, it causes the blood to clot faster. Right? Today we use cellulose, burnt cellulose, as a hemostatic application on the meal. Ma ispanis ubekomo klova sakonahu, afafanami lova sakonahu. Mitzitza has nothing to do with mila. Mitzitza is a bandage. Mitzitza is the anti bleeding, the so called coagulating thing. Just quickly, Agavuch, it's too good an opportunity not to show you how you don't know pshat. What does it mean, dam mifkat pocket? Everybody learned ksubis. I can't imagine anyone here didn't learn the first proof of daf in ksubis. Might as well say there, you can get married on a Friday, right? And have relations Friday night. You cause bleeding. Hymenal bleeding, dam mifkat pocket. Here by mila, we try to pull the same stunt and call it mifkat pocket. Whatever that means. But no. It's mirbach, it's a regular chabura by mila. Therefore, it's also b'shabbos. Why is it muta b'shabbos? We'll call it mochu said, mila docha shabbos. But what's dam mifkat pocket? Okay. Yeah, very nice. Literally, it means it's stored blood. It's not part of the circulatory system. But it's not true. Okay, so I'll give you a simple quick shot. every woman that God made and will make, right, has some blood that she must give up if she follows the Derech Hashem. We expect her to get married, expect her to have children, and therefore there'll be some time when she'll have to undergo this little loss of blood, half a teaspoon or so of blood. Therefore, you can't call that Netilas Neshama. That blood can't be considered part of a vital blood that a person needs. Therefore, it's dam mifkat pocket. It's been reserved as not part of the circulatory system. So I try to pull the same stunt by Bris Mila also. Ah, you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu intended every little boy to undergo. You know, it's not true though. Dam mifkat pocket by dam sulim is every woman that God makes, Jew, non-Jew, etc., black, white, yellow, etc. Therefore, it's dam mifkat pocket. Mila is still only a private relationship we have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? Therefore, you can't call it dam mifkat pocket. It's chaburi mikva. Okay? Turn to page 114. Okay. This is now people, it's recorded anyway in our history books, but I was once the dean of a Miller school at Mount Sinai Hospital that lasted 4 years. We put out some wonderful, it was a wonderful thing. We had Mount Sinai Hospital approval, we had top-notch urologists involved, and we put out 20 Talmidim a year for those 4 years. And then the Moalim sued us that we were Yori Lachayev. We're flooding the market, and we backed off. We don't start up there. But in the process there, I learned something about Mila too. Even though Bolshem, not too much of a stranger to it. Bolshem, we have 5 sons, and I was involved in the Mila of all 5 sons. Yeah. What is Mila? Okay, look at the diagram there on page 114. Okay. As far as I could check up there, in the last 50 years, there was only one case that's been reported of Nolad Mohul, when someone was born without the prepuce. Okay. The glands is the Ava that you have now. Right? But you see, when you take a shower, you see the glands. The prepuce is no longer there. That was cut off. Okay? The Ola doesn't cover the entire Gid, the entire Ava, entire penis, but on the bottom there's the frenulum there. That's why Moyle has to be careful not to cut there, because that's a major blood vessel. There you have trouble stopping the bleeding if you cut there. Okay? The idea that it's a chiyuv on a father to mal a son is not such a strange thing. There's not too much to learn about doing Mila if there are no complications. You have to remember which piece to throw away, but it's not a big surgical procedure. What sometimes happens, and this is the Geyos Halacha Lamaisa, look at the page 115. Look at the diagram to the right. Right. when I mark down Noilad Moho B'Miksas, you see the bottom half of the Ola is missing. That happens often, but with it comes a serious problem usually. That's called Kordi. That's a diagram that you see to the left. You see where the arrow, I put the arrow there, that's where the urine comes out. So this poor little fellow, he has to go urinate, he has to sit like a girl to urinate. Otherwise, he'll urinate on himself. Therefore, you have a problem. You can't leave a little boy that way. That's one of the conditions where we delay milah for a long period of time. Sometimes as much as 2 years. Why? What's missing there, that nekev that's on the bottom, where the arrow is, right, is because inside there is a tube, the urethra, through which both the urine and the semen comes. That didn't go to the very end. It stopped over here. Well, how did you get it to go to the end then? So I need to do plastic surgery, right, to get tissue to extend the urethra to the very end. Well, for a man, most tissue that a man has can grow hair. You don't want to put in tissue there and have a beard growing inside. The only tissue that's easily available that doesn't grow hair is the ola itself. No one grows hair at the tip of the penis. So we want the ola, so you wait sometimes 2 years, sometimes longer, till the ola is big enough, ola grows along with the rest of the body, right, to be able to fashion a tube and then connect that tube to the missing piece. You people follow, get it clear? These are shailos halacha lemaaseh. The poskim have agreed. I mean, you can tie the seas of kores, so let him sit and urinate. What's so terrible? Not only that, he won't be able to impregnate his wife either. Like, the semen will come out on the bottom, won't go in. Yeah. But so what? So, you know, dear, I don't know if anyone who argues, don't they supposed to say that's adequate reason to make Mila Shalom Bizman? Okay. Then comes the Tumul of Mila. Look at page 116. And here's Mitzvah, those of you who are Rabbonim, who become Rabbonim, there's not a month goes by when I don't personally have that Shaila. What? The families insist that the Moel, they want a Moel, but he must use the Gamko clamp. To them, it's a sign of modernity. To me and anyone else who knows, it's a relic of the Spanish Inquisition. This is the Gampo clamp. Okay, I'll pass it around and see what it is in it. This is used by every doctor who makes a meal in the hospital. You would use it, he most likely could be into trouble legally in case something goes wrong. He didn't use the best procedure. Yet, you ask the doctor, when he has a son, who makes meal, right? He calls a mother to do the meal. This is designed so that it's anatomically correct. You make a circular cut. I make a circular cut. A moel makes a guillotine, makes a decapitation. What does a moel do? Look at this page here. If you don't mind, we'll hold it up here. Very simple procedure. He uses his forceps, all his fingers, to grab the ola, pull it down, slip this mugging, this guard over it, and then cuts it along the guard and cuts off the tissue that's pulled up. If he has any seichel, he marks the tissue before with a ballpoint pen how far he wants to cut. When he's not pulling, he can pull up to the neck, right there. So the procedure shouldn't take 30 seconds. According to a rumor, all the princes of the British nobility all had more of them do their goods. And here, by the way, also a tool we have now with the Friedrich world, they insist you got to do Mila Upria. They don't need to do Mila Upria. You make Mila and Priya. Why? If I grab, what is the Ora Priya? Ora Priya is nothing more than the ore that's folded inside, the mucus layer inside. So it's connected to the top. What does a boil have to do? He separates the top from the bottom with this probe. That's this little thing here, mark number one on there. That calls the baby tsar there. And then he grabs the top part, either with a forceps or with his finger, slips it down. And then he's left yet with the ola cut off, but the ola pri is still there. Then, according to traditional method, he uses his nails to grab the ola pri and rip it. All the ola has to be mesir as ola, has to remove the ola. Priyefi porea, you fold it back, not to take it off. Therefore, it's a lot easier if you probe already, grab both ola together, grab the skin of the priya and the ola together, pull it forward, put on the guard, and cut them both off. Good old-fashioned molim, and many still do. You can see their molim by looking at their thumbs. They have their nail in a file down in a triangular shape. What are they doing? You want to use it as a forceps. You want to grab it to grab the ola prima. Look at the Ragankum Endosida in Hilchos Mila. He has all the beautiful lines there. Hane bavloi mumchenheim. The molin upolim bebasachas. Nowadays, that's a no-no. See, the world will pass on the mele. You must make mele bitzipole, and it's based upon a kabole, something like that. The nails also have to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. But certainly, it's kinder to the baby, and perfectly kosher, if a male trains himself that way, to be able to mole upolim bebasachas, it's a nice way to do mele. Now, the whole idea. The whole idea of this is there. This little gimmick. What the doctor does, he makes a cut. He makes. Oh, doesn't have to. Sometimes he can just slip it on. He slips this underneath the oil, whether the priya or not. I don't know. They don't worry about the oil priya. That can disappear by itself also. Yeah. And then when this is on here, so you visualize what happens. You have the picture over here. What happens is I now have the ola round here. All I have to do now is run my scalpel around here, and I have a cosmetically, anatomically nice mele. When a moil pulls the ola forward and he cuts it, it's not exactly symmetrical. Oh, so that it could be a little bit more cut on the right, a little bit less on the left. Fine. This way you get an anatomically correct circular cut. But you're also interested in bloodless surgery. Why? When you put this on here, when this is put on here, what happens as I close this down,
where's the ogre? It's squeezed between this and this. As I turn this down more and more, I cut off the entire circulation. When I make this cut, there's no bleeding whatsoever. So if the ogre was such that the doctor just flipped this on and then tied down, and he waits 20 minutes, during which time this is attached to the baby. Right? The baby screams for 20 minutes. By the time he makes that cut, all the blood vessels have fused. They are closed down, not a drop of blood comes out. He doesn't need a bandage, no comb, no splanges, or nothing. That's the big advantage of it. He can go home. Our Molin come and make a visit to the baby after meal, like, take off the bandage, put on the bandage. He walks away clean as well. That's the big mile of this thing. The debit is the poor baby is yelling for 20 minutes. And maybe you have no dam mila, there's no damages. If he makes a little cut on top, there is a little bit of my poikis with my shreels on sal. Shreel, maybe with the evidence, it's also called dam mila, because he made a little cut to be able to slip the bell on. I don't think so. I don't think that's just preliminary, that part of me at all. And therefore, there's no damblis at all. And damblis is a critical aspect of Bila. Okay, people follow. Came along
a fellow by the name of Bronstein. Okay?
Because all the abundant acid Bila, with the Agamco, that's called the Agamco clamp. He invented something, it's like got a mold, with the knives using this. And I only wonder how come he had one nice sterile in a sterile pouch, which you could do in the hospital. Okay, look at this thing over here. Okay. You see, thing mark number four. Yeah, this is like number four. Right? Nothing more, it's a gun. Okay, this. You see it? What did he do? This is the Morgaine. I don't want to cut the baby. I pull the ogre first. I slip this on. But then he had a little gimmick. He added this. When you add this, what happens? Here, it's open like this. When I put this lever on, right, suddenly, it closes tight. And what does he do? He gets bloodless surgery. Does the same thing that the Gampo clan does. Okay. So everybody asks it. Yeah. That's what you have here on Modo Lazola. Amy Kimbo, Mrs. Milikala, page 119. This is called the Bronstein clan, or the Mogin. It's not fair to call it Mogin, because the Mogin is that open one that you have on there. Into trouble. He took on a Talmud. It's the only way you can learn from it, going to a moral. And while the Talmud was using this, he had a phone call and wasn't watching carefully. And the Talmud got it, since this is much wider than this, got a piece of the Gid, piece of the Eber, into there, where he put this on. He had a piece of Ava, It's good for a lawyer. Yeah. Ends up paying $50,000 because it's hard to get insurance from who are you? What do you mean you've been cutting victims? Maybe one or two insurance companies are willing to give some kind of insurance for Mullen. So more or less, you know what he's doing. He should get involved with lawyers and insurance companies. The truth is, there's no reason for Mullen to make a mistake. The worst that Mullen could do, if he is a little bit less secure, is he won't take off all the olah. And then you have the whole sugya we'll have in a minute of tzitzit hamakvin, not a proper milah. There's still skin left over. Shmaakev es hamilah, meaning you weren't regaled the whole atollah. What's that atollah? That's the cleft. Remember the little cleft there on top of it. Atollah like a crown on top of it. The olah has to be moved behind the cleft, right? And sometimes so poor baby has to undergo a repair. That's usually done right after the milah. The mom takes the baby into the other room and now use the scissors, not a knife. You learned already, knife sometimes can be directed. A scissors, you can like, and clips off that another little piece of ola in order to be megales atola. I gave you IPON diagrams, I think, adequate to. Now, one more technical comment. Why cause the baby any pain? Why not use an anesthetic? When we have Galus, we discuss in Galus, we make meal on an adult. Adults, they don't use a Gamco clamp. they don't use a Bunsen clamp. They don't use a freehand clamp. What they do is they inject lidocaine, novocaine, circular around, and then they cut off what they want to cut off. Why don't we do it to a baby? Answer number one is to do that way the way a urologist would do it. It means injecting the baby four or five times circular around the area. That most likely causes more pain than the whole needle. You don't come up ahead of the game that way. But there's what you can do is apply a local anesthetic. And there's no rational reason why we don't do it. Mila, where I'm involved in a Mila, I always provide them with a local anesthetic. It's put on an hour before the Mila, and then the Moyle wipes it off so it shouldn't interfere with his grip on the things. It wipes it off, and the baby is not without pain. But the Mitzvah Shem, you all have Bizoche to be a Sandik sometimes. It happens often to me. It just had Sandik course 2 weeks ago there, and they didn't use anesthetic. The baby, a little baby, you hold as the Sandik puts his hands, holds his knees apart. You have trouble holding that baby tight. He's strong enough, the muscles of the legs are strong enough to fight you. You know, he's pushing you hard. If you use a local anesthetic, he doesn't do that. He'll cry, but never move his legs. You know, it's an entirely different thing. Yeah. And there's a local anesthetic called what the dentists use, lidocaine, right? 30% lidocaine. I have the reference here in there. 30% lidocaine in a so-called acid mantle base. That's a marvelous thing. It's approved by American Pediatric Association. They show they have no absorption into the bloodstream. There, it's all local, etc. Why the Molem don't use it? Because of a terrible, terrible shot in a medrash. If you take a look, the Medrash and Lechler on page 29. And you see, this is how it's quoted in all the Sfarim. Okay, you have the Medrash Chava Lechlecha,
I have a little on the left hand side, if you take a look. Yeah. What does it say there? Nimol Avrom, Omar Rababa Bakana, Hirgish Minitsaya Teshiyichbol Akarizbokus Chorom. That's the whole basis for not using a local anesthetic. That Avrom Avinu, right, wanted more sar, because the pum sar agor, because they get more sar for it. Kol hakavod to Avrom Avinu, but not to my baby. Again, no rational reason, none whatsoever. But that's part of so-called tradition. But you can't do that to somebody else. You, Avraham Avinu, you want to suffer more tzar, kol hakavod. It's your decision. But you can't impose that upon anybody else. Therefore, certainly, a local anesthetic should be used. Right now, the government requires surgery on a baby up until 7 years ago. You could do a lot to a baby which you couldn't do to an adult. For example, you have to put in an IV. You have to do a cut down, because a baby has little veins, you need a bigger vein. You do a cut down, no anesthetic. We never do it to an adult. Don't you injection on Novocaine, then you do the cut down. Babies don't feel pain. But, well, this kind of shtick. This is not the secular world I'm talking about. The same attitude, unfortunately, still exists in our world. Of course, the baby feels pain, and we have the ability. We don't have an easy way to stop all pain, but you see the healing. You do Mila when you use a local anesthetic. The moment the mother stops what he's doing to the baby stops. He doesn't cry, doesn't say, doesn't do anything. Otherwise, you see, whether the people are making the brachas and the poor baby is screaming. So they stick something in his mouth to quiet him down. That, by the way, there is a nice study from Yale that sugar is a narcotic for babies. And for little babies, and therefore, when they don't have anesthetic, I always insist on giving the baby some wine first. I wait until the bottle, give a little bit of wine first, a few drops on his tongue. Also seems to be of some value. But the idea is that you have a chiyuv to the little one. You have a chiyuv to see not to hurt him unduly. No, the fum sara agro doesn't apply to the little one. Okay. Which brings us, I don't want to spend too much time, so we have only a few minutes left. I'll call your attention to the issue of Mitzitza B'Peh. That somehow I became a central figure in that. Yeah. There is no halachic rational reason for Mitzitza B'Peh. Once upon a time, we didn't believe in aseptic surgery. Okay, on occasion to mention the book of medical history, you read in the pre-anesthetic era, right, how they did surgery, it was as fast as possible. The faster surgeon was the best surgeon. Because no anesthetic, what they used for anesthetic, a cigar up the rectum. Had a Kabbalah that the nicotine from the cigar would somehow, maybe did, you know. That, no way. But they also had cases, had occasion to reference to where the surgeon in the middle of surgery didn't like how the scalpel was cutting. So he picked up his shoe and sharpened the scalpel, right, on the sole of his shoe. There were times when that's what we knew. We didn't know anymore. But now we do know that Mitzitza B'Peh, brought it to the public attention was a paper that was published in most reputable journal, New England Journal of Medicine, where I was a co-author, and where we discussed 8 cases, all done by 2 Marlin, where the baby came down with herpes. Okay. Now, herpes is the same virus that causes a cold sore. every one of you here who is less than 20 years old may not have herpes. Anyone who is more than 20 years old is 93 or 94% you have herpes in your mouth. Why it sometimes breaks out into a cold sore and sometimes not, that's a whole story in immunology. But when it goes into a baby, it causes brain damage. Death and brain damage. So we discussed 8 cases. And one of them, all in Muncie, right, just recently had another case, made metitzibepir because New York outlawed metitzibepir. New York City outlawed metitzibepir, right? But New Jersey didn't, and he was working in Hackensack, and another baby came down with brain damage. Why the metitzibepir? So you see, there's where I say there was perjury done, right? Where they said metitzibepir is an integral part of Mila, period. There's no such basis whatsoever. All the years that I've been with my trails, that's how we rarely, rarely saw metitzibepir done. In the old days, no one did metitzibepir. We're talking of growing up there with my own children. No one ever questioned, no one made metitzibepir. Why would I make metitzibepir? Everybody knew already about hygiene, about germs. Everybody had a tube. You slip the tube, or nowadays the easier, a 10cc syringe. The barrel of the syringe slips over nicely over the Miele, and you get better suction than if you put the Miele in your mouth there. And there is some advantage to cause blood flow, and maybe there was. When dealing with septic surgery, a little more blood washing out the bacteria most likely was helpful there. But there became a point of honor. And today, some of you people, Mirza Shem, you'll be married, have children, you'll pick a moil because he drinks metitzibepir. It's almost a little fuma. Especially if you come from YU, you worry about your fumkeit more. You're afraid about your reputation, so yeah. Utter nonsense. No reason whatsoever for it. So take a look there. I've made you just a few references. Take a look on page 71 there, which no one bothers to learn Shulchan Aruch. That's not nice. We now learn Gemara already, so you don't have to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Look what Hilchos Devarim Manogim Besuda. Okay, what does he say there? You think Chazal didn't know about that saliva can carry disease? How they knew it? Some empiric evidence. They saw transmission of disease. Lo yishtem me'akos v'itin chaveiro. You can't drink from a cup and give that cup to your friend. B'pnei sakonas nefashos. So how is it I can give the cup to my chava, but I can put my mouth against his baby and suck the blood, having the whole baby in my mouth, and now we don't worry about it? It says it's also because of sakonas nefashos. That's one. That's that people miss. That Shulchan Aruch said, so you got to be careful about where you put your saliva. So if there's no other way to do it, fine. And then you have, I just call your attention, the Tzivot Rav Herzog Zatzal and Rav Kook Zatzal, how they handled it. Rav Herzog made nothing of it. It's wrong, don't do metitzibepir. Period. Rav Kook, there in his wisdom, said something very, very significant. And that is, he said, why don't you want to make metitzibepir? If you believe because it can transmit disease, kol hakavod, don't make metitzibepir. But if you think it's because of modernity has come in, and modernity is, we don't do such things nowadays, then you shouldn't do it. Then you should make metitzibepir. The alternative gives you item it sees is there is a danger. But the point is it anti-religious? That's the reason you don't make metitzibepir. It's old-fashioned religion. That's what you're opposing. Then that's evil. Right? That's already attacking the whole basis of halacha with the respect for tradition. The one that's most disturbing, I didn't scribble down here, but you have it in, is Rabbi Yosef Schlitter, who I understand I saw in the Jewish press this morning that unfortunately he's very ill, he needs a refuah shleima. Okay, but we need him around, we need someone who takes the other side of the story. He writes, it's in there, I didn't look at the page, you find it, he writes that if the moel is afraid he'll catch a disease from the baby, he shouldn't make mitzitza prepare. But then when the tumul of mitzitza prepare started, they came to him and he said, well, there's no danger that the baby will get it from the moel, therefore you shouldn't make mitzitza prepare. Unfortunately, we've had such pisky halachas coming from him before too. It depends who gave him information. Obviously, I know of no case ever that a moel got herpes from a baby. And we reported on 8 cases within 2 years' time where the moel gave the baby herpes. So that's a place where you have to draw a line and decide on what side you're on. Unfortunately, it became an issue, quote, in Frumkeit. It's easy to prepare, that's Frum way to do it. He's prepared, not prepared, that's really the modern way to do it. Nonsense. The halachic way to do it is mitzitza without prepare. Right. Now, do you need mitzitza at all? There we have a problem with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Sakonis Tefoshes is with Docha Shabbos because of it. Doesn't want to accept that Dam was Mifkat Pocket. Dam Mifkapo, yet it's Muto because of Sakonis Tefoshes. So it's hard to start up with it. But the truth is that we have no rational medical reason why you should make mitzitz at all. The idea that you need blood to come from Mekomos Rechokim, the way the Rambam Goshen is, there, and that's part of a curative process, we don't believe that anymore. Our eye is tradition, and we don't want to start up with tradition. So I'll show you something nice, and we'll finish with that. There. Take about Rabbi Yosef's one is on page 113. I did write it down here. Okay. What was time to say here? I'll leave that there. We'll pick it up next time. I want to just finish off with one agoda. Some of you may not know this, but nowadays maybe it's coming back in style. But women on Shabbos always read Sena Rena. Okay, it's now available in English. It's a whole bunch of nice little stories from the Medrash, right? So Sena Rena in Parshas Lech Lecha has a story, which this will end his first year. It says, when David HaMelech came to face Goliath, all he had was a slingshot. So nature complained, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh that iron cannot be broken by a stone. So how do you want that David HaMelech should penetrate the helmet of Goliath using nothing more than a slingshot? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's a good time. Therefore, we made an offer to the helmet of Goliath. If you'll open up and let the stone go in, we'll paskin that milah should be done dafke bebarzel, then we should use only iron for milah as a payment for the umkobo, the ikobo, that is, our stone could break open the iron. Therefore, we'll restore your dignity by making it part of the Mrs. Mila. That's why we use iron for making Mila. One more thing before I finish here. I want to show you what tradition is. This is a disposable knife for Mila. It's nothing more than a razor blade.
a double-edged razor blade. Right? Why? Based upon also Medrash, the Cheder Pithios Beyodam, Cheder Pithios, two mouths, two cutting edges. So by tradition, we use a scalpel, which is perfectly fine, but those who are makpid on tradition use dafkidit, this, right, which has two edges, because the Cheder Pithios Beyodam. That's part of tradition. Okay, that's not me.
Who's dominating?
Oh. Very stiff.
Yeah.
I'm going to distribute the